At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome to Scripture Adventures, where we seek the wisdom of God like silver and search for it like hidden treasure. Today, we're going to talk about a woman from the Old Testament that I think so many of us can relate to. There's often things in our past or that are a part of our reputation that we sometimes feel discredit us or hold us back from being used by God. So today, we're going to talk about Rahab, the woman with the reputation. She's introduced in Joshua 2 simply as Rahab the prostitute. That's her label, her social standing, her past. But what God saw was her faith, and it changed everything. You see, Rahab lived in Jericho, a city that was destined for destruction. She didn't grow up worshiping Yahweh. She wasn't part of the covenant people. She had no temple, no priest, no law, but she had something many of God's own people lacked, belief in his power. When the spies entered Jericho to scout out the land, Rahab didn't just hide them. She declared a truth that still echoes to us all. I know the Lord has given you this land, for the Lord your God is the supreme God of the heavens above and the earth below. She believed, she feared the Lord, she acted on that belief at a great personal risk. And that's what God responded to, not her clean record, but her surrendered heart. Let's be real. Rahab was still a prostitute when she hid the spies. She didn't fix her life first. She didn't have it all figured out, but she had the kind of faith God honors. The kind that acts, risks, and believes. To the woman listening today who feels too far gone, maybe your past is messy. Maybe your present still is. Maybe shame has whispered to you, you're not worthy, you've done too much, or you're not like those other women God uses. I want you to know that Rahab stands in Scripture to tell you that is a lie. God doesn't wait for you to clean yourself up before he invites you in. He meets you right where you are, and he moves through lives that are surrendered, not spotless. In 1 Samuel 16:7, Scripture tells us that people judge by outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. Because of her faith, Rahab and her family were saved when Jericho fell. But what's cool is that her story didn't stop there. She didn't just survive. She was actually brought into Israel, became part of God's people, and later was married. She ended up having a son, Boaz, and that's the same man that would end up marrying Ruth. Rahab became the great-great-grandmother of King David and is listed in the genealogy of Jesus Christ in Matthew 1:5. Let that sink in. This full circle moment, a woman who began her story with a label, ends it as part of the Messiah's lineage. And she's one of only two women named in the Hall of Faith in Hebrews 11. You can find her account in verse 31. It was by faith that Rahab the prostitute was not destroyed, for she had given a friendly welcome to the spies. Look at James 2:25. Rahab was shown to be right with God by her actions. And Romans 5:8, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Isaiah 1:18, though your sins are like scarlet, I will make them white as snow. I love this quote I found from Tim Keller. God sees us as we are, loves us as we are, and accepts us as we are. But by his grace, he does not leave us as we are. Friend, Rahab is proof that grace rewrites stories, that your past may explain you, but it doesn't define you, that God can bring kingdom impact from the most unlikely places. So I want to leave you with some scriptures to explore this week. You can find her full story and Jericho's fall in Joshua 2 and 6. You can find Jesus's family line with Rahab listed in Matthew 1, 5. You can find her faith honored in Hebrews 11, 31. You can find more about faith and action in James 2, 25. And then you can see that that there is a grace that transforms in Isaiah 1, 18. Thank you again for joining me today on this scripture adventure. If you're struggling with shame, if your past feels too messy, or if you've believed the lie that God could never use someone like you, sister, Rahab's story was written to shatter that lie. Your faith, not your failure, defines your future. Spend time in these scriptures this week. Ask the Lord to remind you of who He is and what He sees when He looks at you. I promise He sees potential, purpose, and redemption. Until next time, keep seeking His wisdom like silver and searching for it like hidden treasure.